Okay, anyway, good afternoon, everyone. It's nice to see you all. Guests and regulars, there aren't such things regulars anymore. So, okay, in preparing for today's schmooze, I was conflicted with, is the schmooze hushet? Is one of those schmooze that there's no chiddush? On one side, on the other side, is this proper hashkafa? So I was conflicted. Is there any chiddush here, or is it too much of a chiddush? I mean, although, so despite that, I said over to a couple of people, not necessarily that they are poskim, but I said it over, and I decided that we don't think it's krum. We don't think it's off. Whether it's a chiddush or not, really is, it was a chiddush to me. It doesn't necessarily mean a chiddush, so I leave that for your contemplation and Ian. And I assume we're still having Chazar Sashmuz, so we have some time to discuss and to figure out the shmuz. But it was one of those shmuzim I was going from Mikatsa El Katsa, Pashut or Krum. And hopefully it's not Pashut and it's not Krum, so there's a Chiddush here as well. Okay, so let's begin. Rabbeinu Bechai, in the Hakdamas, in the Hakdama to Parshas Kedoshim, the Pasuk says, it's in Mishlei, Yigimu Yutes, Taiva Niya Terav Benafesh, lust, broken taiva, broken lust, is sweet to the nefesh, to the soul, to the neshama. The toav asksilim sur meira. But turning away from taiva is an abomination to fools. The translation from the Art Scroll, Tanakh. So it's a little different than the Pashut reading. It sounds like in the Pashut reading, Taiva niya tera v'nafesh, that taiva is a sweetness to the neshama. That makes no sense. What do you mean taiva is sweetness to the neshama? It's the overcoming of taiva. That's the pshat, the Rabbeinu Yonah. The overcoming of taiva is sweet to the nefesh. The toavas ksilim sur mira, and to exile to a fool, it's abominable to push away taiva. Okay, that way that makes sense. Okay, let's read this Rabbeinu Chai together. Anyone that has Rabbeinu Chai, welcome to read the whole piece, but I only copied for you the part that we're going to say the shmuz on, so nobody gets overwhelmed. Okay, let's read this Rabbeinu Chai, and then we'll discuss it. Not so hard. Shlomo HaMelech Ol Hashem Yazer B'Kosev Hazeh. Shlomo HaMelech warns us in this initially on a first, he should not chase after his lusts, but rather he should subdue them and set them aside. Whoever is able to push away and set aside his taivas, and he's able to rule over his taivas, he's on the madrega of a malach, of an angel. And whoever is taivas overcome and overrule him, he's on the madrega of a animal. Because we find the maisa bereshis in the creation of the world, shahayu kol hanimtsoim, all of the creations that were around, Kulan B'yom Shishi, whoever were all the Nitzoyim, all those that were around on the sixth day, Kodem Shenivra Adam, before Adam was created. Now we know Adam was created on the sixth day, and before that moment, all the Nimtzayim in the world in the first 6 days gathered together, al shnei chalakim. They consisted of two groups of people. You could define them and classify them into two groups. Sichliyim va'artziyim. Sichliyim are those people that have seichel, they have intellect. And artziyim are physical. As Rabbeinu Bachai explains, sichliyim, those that have the intellect, heim ha-nivroim hel-yonim. Those are the celestial creations. Shem seichel gomer. They have pure intellect. Nivdam min achomer. Totally devoid of anything physical. Malachim. I'm not so familiar, I have to admit, with the Elyonim. What are Elyonim? You know, after HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm a little bit less familiar. Malachim, Shadim, there's, I don't know, whatever it is, they're all, you know, B'Shamayim. So, they're Seichel Nivdam and Achomer, totally devoid of anything physical. And Artziyim, the ones on the earth, the other ones, the physical, Heim Ha'ilonos, those are the trees, Vatzmechim, and the vegetation, the plants, Vishar Balechayim, and then I assume all the animals. Shem Chomer Gomer, purely physical. Ein b'hem seichel, there is no intellect. So far so good. I know anytime we get talking about abstract, you know, it sounds like Kabbalah. So far, there are two groups, he says, in the world before Adam was created. There's the Sichliyim and the Artziyim. The Sichliyim are the Elyonim, who have pure seichel, seichel gomer, pure seichel, nothing physical. And then they have the Artziyim, the physical, the trees and the plants and the animals, they are purely physical. And they have no seichel. The Shnei Chalokim Melu, and these two groups, Yasu Puloseyim, they conduct their actions, Shenismanu Aleyim, that they've been appointed with. Now, their actions reflect how they have been assigned. Elu b'seichel, the Elyonim act with seichel, the Elu b'teva, and the Artziyim act with using the laws of nature. The kol echad mehem muchrach b'pulaso, and each group is committed, obligated to their personality. Zeb b'sichlo v'zeb b'tivo. Those with seichel must act with seichel. They're obligated to act with seichel, and they're forced. And only they know seichel. And the ones that are actually in physical act with physical, with teva, not with seichel. The ein monea le'echemehem. Those words are very important. The ein monea le'echemehem. There is no obstruction to either of them. Those the seichel ones have no obstruction. Nothing interferes with their ability to exercise seichel. And to the artziyim, who use just whatever they were given b'teva, there is no obstruction, there's no interference that forces them to act with seichel. Ulefichach, therefore, chayva ha-chachma, the obligated chachma, livro b'yom shishi, the Ribono Shel Olam created, therefore, on the sixth day, nivra shlishi, a third creation. Murkav mehem, grafted from them, like we have by the Esrogim, b'lim murkavim, without any grafts. Murkav mehem, it was grafted from them. Mishutuf mishnehem, partnering of both of them, And that's what it's cumulative of the seichel and the teva. The seichel kimin haseichelim. The seichel in a human being, just like the species of seichelim, of the elyonim, who act with seichel and no teva, hanifradim, they're separate. Ubiteva kimin hartim. And you also have the group with the teva, the Adam also has cumulatively also has the portion of teva, which is just like the artium, the physical ones. The zehu Adam. This is Adam. The haisa pulas of sichlius vitivis. His actions are sichlius, using seichel, and tivis, using nature, the laws of nature. Lo hechreches b'shnei chalakim. He's not obligated in either of the two. Kiyam ritzonis, whatever he desires. Sharei habachira v'ratzon b'yado. He has free choice to choose either one. Sharei habachira v'ratzon b'yado is in his hands. Sheyim moshech le'ezet tzad sheyirtze. He can choose any side he wants. Imechor achar ha'seichel. He can go after the seichel. Or go after the laws of nature. Shua taiva. Teva means taiva. Vimu zariz, and if he's diligent, the yetze v'nilcham the taiva sahem, and if he chooses to fight the taivas, hine nispashet me'achomer, so he has escaped and broken out of the physical. And he goes to the level of a malach, like the sichliyim. But if he decides to go and extend himself to the teva, he named spashim nasechel. If that's the case, then he escapes and breaks out from intellect. And he uses the madrega of behema. Adkan Torav Hakadoshim. Till now, these are the words of the Ben Bechai. So, I wanted to point out a few things. First of all, it was my impression, and this is where the could be not a chiddush just because I had the wrong impression. It was my impression that Adam is a consolidation, a hybrid of Seichel and Teva. We're a mixture. It's a mixture. Like you take flour and water and you mix them up. So now you have, I don't know, mud. You have a dough. You know, you have something. It's not flour. It's not water. But that's what I would have thought. A Adam is a mixture. And it's constantly revolving. And that's the fight inside us. That was what I always thought. From Misha Benu Bechai, it opens eyes to something much, much more powerful. It comes out that there's a part of us that where a taiva could overcome, as he says, that there is no mania. The ein monea le'echad mehem. There's nothing can stop a behema from acting like a behema. Nothing can stop it. It's a freight train going at 200 miles an hour. It cannot be stopped. So there is a part of piece of that in us that cannot be stopped. The taiva is so strong, it cannot be stopped. So his aru. To a certain extent, I didn't hear that. Now, as we have a piece of us, the behemoth, we have a mixture of matzah and water in us. The mixture, I never heard that it's mamish to the same extent that a behemoth has. And there's nothing that obstructs it. Nothing can stop it. It's not stoppable. But we also have within us a koach of sichlius, mamish, like the group of the elyonim, like the Malachim Mamish. So, which means that when we decide to use our seichel to overcome a taiva, we're mamish a malach. And the deher that I had, that we have the ability to extend and to work on ourselves, that if we decide to use the koach of sichlius, we could ultimately reach the level where there's no stopping us. If we use the tools of Musar that we know, that we have heard, that is the only thing that can be used to ultimately fight the Yetzer Hara, we can mamish. It's not like we become on the Madrigo of Malach. We are a Malach. We are Malachim. It's different. I guess you can hear now what my dilemma was beforehand. You're like, what are we saying? What's the Chiddush? Did we always know that? There are two, there's the Guf and the Neshama. We always knew that. But I was on the impression that there is it's a hybrid. It's a mixture. What we see from here, at least what I see from here, is that constantly, at every given moment, there's the same two beings that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, the matzah and the water. They are both within us in its entirety. We have the koach of seichel, which is like the malachim. We have the koach of tivi, of artsi, which is like the balei chayim. They're both strong. They're not mixed together. It's not a mixture. They're both solid and strong. And what we have to do, if we don't use and deploy the chachmas of the Bali Musar, so what's going to happen? Well, if you don't exercise, the taiva is so strong that we can mamish become like Behema. As we know, if we look around the world, it's not a kasha. It's not a kasha on anybody if they give in to a taiva. That the taiva is so strong, it says that it can't be stopped. The Rabbeinu B'chai says, "Ve'ein monea le'achmayem." There's nothing stopping it. Nothing can stop it. If we won't deploy any of the rules of engagement to fight the Yetzer Hara, then it's going to take over. It's only by deploying, there are morals, even Goyim have morals, that the implementing Seichel and to try and protect our souls, our neshamas, that already is the koach of a malach. So, and especially if we're successful, the fight itself is the koach of a malach. I mean, we reach the majigah that we mamish overcome a taiva each moment. We have to celebrate. We're mamish malach. Only a malach could do that, because we're overcoming something which cannot be stopped. It's not just, oh, we have a shtickle taiva, why do I have that taiva? But why do we have the taiva? Hashem created us with the same level, the same chelik of the Artsian, of the Bali Chayim, of the Behemoth. It's the exact same. It cannot be stopped. It cannot be stopped. I think that it was a tremendous chizuk to me, because by being given the challenge to be able to stop something which can't be stopped, well, how do you stop a freight train? You stop a freight train, you're on the madrig of a malach. It's only the koach of malach that can stop it in the first place. We have the bechira to be able to, we have both. That's why a adam is on a higher madriga than a malach Hashem. Because the malach Hashem is also emon elech mehem. The malach Hashem also can't stop using his seichel. He was created only with Seichel Gomer. There's nothing tivi. There's no Yetzer Hara. There's nothing stopping the Malach from using the Seichel Gomer that he was given. So, Memela, that was my deher. That we have, you know, not a hybrid within us. We have two strong, very strong. First of all, Hizaru, just a deher, that the Koach of Taiva is is not just a little taiva. It's the same taiva behema that cannot be stopped. It can't be stopped. And the only thing we can do is we could implement and deploy the rules of Musar, the rules of engagement, how we can combat the Yetzirah and overcome it. And then we're mamish a Malach Hashem. Wow. You know what the deher is today? That we are mamish Malach Hashem. It's not a shtickle, we did the right thing today. We mamish reached the level of Malach Hashem because it's the only thing. It's not a mixture. Rabbi Danziger said over a word from Nosson Vachvogel, and you know the Lakewood Mashkiach Zechatzadik Lebracha said it was such a beautiful deher. The reason why people are so enamored with sports is because it's really a deviation of the Melchemes Ha'adam. Within each person, there's a innate Melchema of Tov and Ra, of Seichel and Tivi. And yeah, ultimately, the way to do it is to be a Ben Torah, be a Yeshiva, and we're constantly fighting. That's the real fight. But most people can't get involved with the real fight, so they are unfortunately too distracted, so they get involved with different fights. You know, the Yankees and the Dodgers. I assume video games, there's always these fights. All it is just distractions from all the fights. And, you know, I was reading just as a, like a, some understanding of it, like I was reading where Moshe Feinstein has a word. I don't know if this Rabbeinu Bar Chaim needs a riot from Moshe, but he just said a piece that made it understandable to me. He was talking about the law of Lifnei Iver Lo Sitei Mikshol. He's talking about like giving Eitza Eina Hogenis. Guy comes to you and says, what do you think I should do with my land, with my house? And you tell him, oh, a terrible market right now. You should sell it. Put it on the market for $100,000. You'll be lucky if you get it. And you know it's worth $400,000. Now you offer them $102,000. So that's Mamish Geneva. Geneva Shishtik. You gave him Eitza. He doesn't know. He trusted you. You told him to sell it for $100,000. And you know you can sell it for $400,000. You buy it for 102, give him a good price, and you sell it for 400. So he says that's much worse than Geneva and Gzela. Why? Because if something comes to you and the Yetzirah grabs you, you see something, you can't control yourself. I'm not condoning it, but you see it. So the Yetzirah got the best of you. You can control yourself. There's a level of you can't control yourself. So there's certain onsim, certain taivas that we couldn't control ourselves. Lifnei already takes like premeditated steps. I just want to point out this idea that there's such a thing that we can't control. There's sometimes it's together onus. You weren't prepared for it. You walk down the street, you saw it. A person can't control themselves. But it's not just a achameva es and we judge you. Which one were you? Every moment of the day, there's this battle. It's constant. Every nisayon is this constant. Shiva has this issue of Pachan, okay, Yitzchak, and Pachan Yitzchak. You know, Kodesh Baruch Hu referred to Yaakov, to Yitzchak, even though he was still alive, as Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, because he was tzaddik, he had no averus. But Yaakov, when he was referring to his father, he said, Elokei Avraham Hu Pachan Yitzchak. Rashi says, because Yitzchak was still alive, and it's not considered covered to, you know, to say okay. What's the pshat? Or Yaakov was trying to be frimmer than Hashem. Hashem already said it. You could say okay, Yitzchak. What's the problem? So Reshiva pointed out that saying Pachad Yitzchak suggests that there's still this fight. That is the whole koach of a person. It's a constant, constant fight. Sometimes we may lose the war. We may lose the battle, I mean. We may lose the battle, but we were fighting the battle. The fight itself is coming from the koach sichli. Just the fight. Why would we fight? The behemoth is not fighting. The behemoth just does it. It's tibi. Can't stop it. The mere fact that we're fighting, that we're trying, is already the Madrigas Malach. Because why would anyone fight it? You can't stop. So we're fighting already. It's a chizikas. It's the fight in itself is one Madriga Malach. Okay, and if we could sometimes overcome it, wow, that's the highest level Madrigas Malach. So again, so my Havamina, just to say over the shmooze, was that there was like a 50-50 hybrid. It was a mixture. And, you know, our tafkid was always to fight Nisyonos, but, okay, we have a little bit of this, a little bit of this, and it's constantly going back and forth. But I would not have thought that they're so powerful, that the level, the taiva, which you know, is identified in the Nefesh HaBahamas is mamish not stoppable, and the koach that's fighting it is only the koach of a madrig of a Malach Hashem, and that should give us a lot of chizik. Wow, can you imagine if we could overcome a taiva? We're mamish Malach Hashem. It's the only way to describe it. We're mamish Malach Hashem. It's not something you say, okay, shkayach, I did good today. No, you didn't do good today. You're the Malach Hashem today. And it's certainly understandable. You know, sometimes there is together onus to understand. First of all, it's so powerful, it can't be stopped. So first of all, don't, you know, you got to try and deploy some of the rules of war, the rules of engagement. But also there is a shtickel onus. We are sometimes a shtickel together onus. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows he put this level of taiva in us, that we're mamish a tibi like a behemoth. It can't be stopped. It can't be stopped. So we should use our time that we have in the yeshiva to be able to mechazik ourselves, and we should mamish reach the level of Malach Hashem. Yeshkoach, everyone.